Blog Talk Radio.
Convict music. See, I can kind of recall a little ways back. Small trying to ball, always been black. And my hair, I tried it all. I even went flat, had a gumby curly top and all that crap. Now, just trying to be appreciated. Nappy headed brothers never had no lady. Then I hit the barbershop real quick, had them give me little tips and they drove them crazy. But then I couldn't get no job, corporate wouldn't hire no dreadlocks. Then I thought about my dog from the block, kinda understand why they chose to steal and rob. Was it the hair that got me this far? All these girls, these cribs, these cars. I hate to say it, but it seems so flawed. The success didn't come till I cut it all off.
Little girl with the pressing curl, age 8, I got a Jerry curl, 13 and I got a relaxer. I wasn't forced to so much laughter. 15 when it all broke off, 18 and I went on natural. February 2002, I went on and did what I had to do, because it was time to change my life to become the woman that I had inside. 97 dreadlocks all gone. At the turn of the century, it's time for us to redefine who we be. You can shut it off like a South African beauty. Got it on lock like Bob Marley. You can rock it straight like Oprah Winfrey. If it's not what's on your head, it's what's underneath. And say, hey,
I am not my head. I am not this skin. I am not your expectation. No.
With the way it happened, the cops wanna harass, cause I got tapes. Ain't seen nothing like that in all my days. Man, you gotta be jogging, they be judging by their appearance. And yeah, I feel you, girl. Now go ahead, talk to the rest of the world,
cause the way I wear my hair make me a better person. Cause the way I wear my hair make me a better friend. Oh,
hey world, you welcome to Teeth Gizzle Radio. For some reason, it's not letting me type anymore in the chat room, but I want to welcome everybody who's in the chat room. I see all y'all. Shout out to Dre Dre and For La Soul, Soul in Black, Miss America. So I just want to welcome everyone here. I'm on the line with a few of my guest co-hosts. Guest hosts, go ahead and introduce yourselves.
My name is Michelle. I'm from Aiken, South Carolina.
All right, next.
Hi, my name is Charnetta. I'm originally from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
All right, last but not least.
That's right, say the best for last. No, this is Alex, originally from VA, representing now in Charlotte.
All right, so today's show, we've been talking about it all week. We're just here to address the whole hair issue. As you guys know, Chris Rock came out with that movie. It came out earlier last week called Good Hair. it's been in the workings for the past year. It finally came out. It was a lot of mixed reviews. Some people liked it. Some people thought it was kind of, low class, low budget. So I just wanted to talk about that and what everyone feels about it. Ladies, when I say the term good hair, what's the first thing that pops into your mind? What do you all consider good hair?
Good hair to me, I mean, what is good hair? That's the question I've always asked that. What is good hair? I mean, to society, good hair is, oh, it has to be straight or it has to be a certain length. You know, you can't be natural. You have to have a relaxer, you know. So that's what some people look as, you know, what's good hair. But to me, that's my question. What is good hair? What is the meaning of good hair? I mean, what is bad hair?
Mm-hmm. And seeing a lot of times what I've noticed, like, in society, I mean, a lot of us, we know by hair because we've joined hair boards. It just, you know, I guess as you've gotten older and you get to educate yourself, you kind of find out there's really no such thing as, quote-unquote, good hair, but there's more or less healthy hair. But see, outside of the Internet, when you go into the real world and you're dealing with other people, a lot of people tend to think that good hair is curly, wavy hair, like somebody is saying in the chat room. You know, wavy, curly hair, mixed people's hair, hair that is closer to that of European people is what a lot of black people tend to assume is good hair. And I just think it's a shame. You have so many black people, if somebody has a little bit less of a curl pattern or their hair is not as kinky, the first thing they want to scream is they got Indian in them. Well, you don't necessarily have to have Indian in you to have that particular hair type, but, you know, a lot of people equate that with good hair. What do y'all think about that? You guys believe that you know, that people who have that certain hair grade or that certain hair texture, do you guys equate that with good hair at all?
No. We're so brainwashed, and we've been brainwashed since the inception of slavery in the United States, that is. That's how far good hair goes as far back as, you know, when slavery did begin and we had the house nigga and the field nigga, and where, you know, those white men were raping our ancestors, and
mm-hmm.
which in turn came, you know, their offspring, and they had the, you know, the curly hair or the not so kinky hair, because we all have a curl. You know, my curl may be a little bit tighter than, you know, yours, or you just may have, you know, a little looser curl than I do. But that's where it all derived from. And then you have people like, well, Madam C.J. Walker, she invented the straightening comb. So we wanted to, you know, have our hair, straighten our hair so that we can look more and more like the white man, because they were looked at as good and pure and better, you know.
Exactly. Now, Miss America is in here. She's saying that she agrees with you. She's in the chat room. And what she's saying is that she feels like we think that way because we're brainwashed, and those same people will find it a sister with an afro, and that is so true. And that's what I was talking about when I made my hair video about a week or so ago, when I was saying that I feel like there's a natural hair hierarchy. Well, I feel like people feel like it's okay to go natural if you have a certain grade or a certain texture of hair, but if your hair is more afro, a lot of people tend to look down on you or scrunch up their face or tell you that you need a relaxer. But if it's somebody with like a biracial type of hair grade, it's like it's okay for them to be natural. I mean, I've even heard people tell people with that type of hair grade, why would you relax your hair? You got that good hair. But if it's somebody who has like more like a 4A, 4B texture, they're almost told and encouraged to relax their hair. Have you guys seen that or noticed that at all?
Rochelle. I'm one of them. Up in the streets of Philadelphia, I had my mother refused to actually put perms in my hair until I became, quote unquote, of a good age where she thought it would be in my best interest to go ahead and get a relaxer, and that was at the age of 13. Other than that, I've always, you know, had where my mother may press and comb my hair once a week or once every 2 weeks, and I would wear pigtails or, you know, braids, two French braids going to the back, and people always would clown me or pick on me and say, you look like a pickaninny, your hair's so nappy. And, you know, but now that I'm older,
I had, you know, my hair was always like shoulder length or a little bit past my shoulder, and but it just, to them, because it was so thick, they looked at it as nappy and, oh, it's so thick, and, you know, thinking it wasn't manageable. But, you know, now that I'm older, people are like, oh, you have a nice grade of hair because it's, you know, it's thick. You know,
mm-hmm.
but I am permed. I have permed my hair. I have permed my hair when I was natural, because there was a point in my life where I was natural, where I did not do any of the processing, maybe, you know, press and comb here and there. But
so what made you go and get a relaxer after being natural for a while? Was it like society's pressures? Was it like jobs? Because I hear that where people will be natural for about 4 or 5 years and they go back to relaxing.
Actually, it costs more, to be honest with you, because I'm one to not be able to do my hair, my own hair. So I would always end up at, you know, trying to do 2-strand twist or do a straw set or braid it up and then have it, you know, have a wet set type of look.
Mm-hmm.
And I found myself when I was natural being in the hair salon once a week versus, you know, now that I have a perm, being in the hair salon every 2 weeks. And
okay. For
whatever reason, it just costs more to me. You know, I wasn't one to be able to do my own 2 strands.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying. So now, how old were you guys? Now, you said you were 13 when you got your first relaxer. How old were you when you got your first relaxer, Rochelle and Alex?
I was 5.
Yeah, we're saying here. Yeah, I was 5, too. That's why I was kind of surprised when you said 13, because I'm like, dang, because I got my first relaxer when I was 5 years old, and I still remember it to this day. You know, it was like, I remember I had came home from kindergarten, and my mom was like, you know, we're going to put a perm. That's what we called it perm. She's like, we're going to put a perm in your hair, and it was like one of those kitty perms, like, you know, PCJ, whatever, just for me. I mean, I don't know if that was the name of it, but that's what it was. And I remember her putting in my hair, and after we got done, my hair was so straight. She could run a comb through it. I wasn't crying. And, you know, and I felt like I looked it prettier because now I look like the other girls in my classroom. I didn't have these big old, you know, afro puffs. You know, I had more straight hair. And the sad part is, you know, after a while, I just thought it was normal. I thought every black girl got a relaxer. That's just part of being black, is having a relaxer. Chocolate Dream said she got her first perm at 11. Miss I America said she was 9 years old. So it's like a lot of us have just been trained that this is just normal, that we just perm our hair and that's just it. Now, how old were you when you got yours done, Rochelle?
Yeah.
How old were you when you first got your first relaxer? Hello? I think her phone might be going out. Is anybody else there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Because I couldn't hear you. Did you say how old you were? Alex.
I think her phone's going in and out.
Yeah, I think her phone's going out because I'm like, I can't hear her. Just type it in the chat room because your phone's going in and out. But, yeah, I definitely think that a lot of people and a lot of kids are just brainwashed to feel like, you know, a lot of parents. And I guess you can't really blame the parents. I guess they just didn't know any better. And you figure, like, Alice, when we were growing up, that was just normal. People thought that that's just what you did to a child's head. And I think nowadays there's so many warnings and there's so many, you know, there's so many examples of, you know, why you shouldn't perm a 3-year-old's hair or 4-year-old's hair. But I think people still do it because it's laziness. You know, it's more convenient to just want to comb through your child's hair than to sit here and take time parting it and spraying it with water and using shea butter and all that stuff. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I would have to agree. I know when I first got my relaxer, you know, my mother was like, you know, I never would sit still. She never would comb through my hair because my hair used to be in the middle of my back. It was very thick, and it's still thick. And she used to always complain about, you know, combing my hair. I wouldn't let her do it. I would fight her. So my godmother used to work in the salon, and I came home kind of like UT one day from school. My grandmother goes, oh, we're going to get this nappy shit done. And I'm sitting here like, okay. Yeah, she was a little blunt. And so we went on to the salon and got my hair relaxed. And, I mean, my hair was down my back, and no one could believe it. They're like, oh, my God, you know, did you ever comb her hair? And my mom's like, you know, I tried to comb it. She wouldn't let me, and I didn't know she had that much hair on her head. And it just became a vicious cycle. I continued to relax my hair, and I tried to go natural at one point, but, you know, I was like, I went natural for about 3-4 months, and that was a wrap. I looked at myself like, oh, I can't do this. I need a relaxer, because I'm so used to getting a relaxer. And at that age, I was probably about 20, 21 when I attempted that. So I had been getting the relaxer for well over, you know, 10 years. So, you know, I didn't personally think that it was okay. But, you know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with natural hair. You know, my sister-in-law is natural, and, you know, she said she'll never go back to relaxer. She calls it hair crack. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. Creamy crack, yeah. And, I mean,
yeah.
To me, it, I feel like it's to each his own. You know, some people like the natural look and they want to be natural. You know, I'm tired of relaxing. That's why I chose to just cut off my relaxer and deal with my natural hair, you know, for now. And I guess I'm happy with my decision. I'm still getting used to it, you know what I'm saying? But like Gray Day said, the chat room, hair is hair. And that is so true. But unfortunately, in the black community, for whatever reason, it's not hair. To everybody else, it's just hair. Like, I don't see Asians arguing about, oh, you know, Ming Su has some nappy, you know what I'm saying, some silky nappy yaki. Ain't nobody disrespecting Ming Su, but it's like we'll sit here and talk about Keisha and be like that old bald-headed, you know. It's like hair is such a big deal in the black community, and I just don't understand why that is, you know. And so we talked about relaxers. Let's go on to the weeds.
I think one thing I want to bring up is the fact that, you know, we as black people are so ignorant and uneducated when it comes to that. Because my
Hello? 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 Okay, I'm not sure what's going on. I can't, like, hear anything. Type and let me know if you guys can hear me talking right now in the chat room. Because I know Blog Talk Radio has been having issues with, you know, on several shows I've been on. It's some type of technical issue going on. Okay, I'm not sure what happened because I'm still connected with everyone, but for some reason, everyone hung. Well, it's like it stopped. It muted everybody else's phone. Okay, well, anyways, I'm going to just conversate with y'all in the chat room here. Because I'm not sure what's going on. I think Blog Talk Radio is having issues because, like I said, it's been going off and on all week. But basically, I have some calls coming in. Hold on real quick. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
704. Yeah, there's
Hello?
Something wrong with. Yeah, I can hear you.
You
there's
hear
something
me?
Going on with Blog Talk Radio, yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Carnetta, are you
I am. Rochelle? Area code 863?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a guy. Who is this calling in from 863? I'm sorry, we're having really technical issues. I really apologize.
Come on, man. You know who this is, Ruby.
Oh, this is Elijah?
Yes, sir. The one and only.
Oh, what's up? Thanks for calling in. So what you thinking about the show so far, minus our technical issues?
Oh, I can hear you good. I hope you're getting me good, right? You getting me good?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I can hear y'all. Y'all good. When I think about the hair situation, I think it's kind of funny how Chris Rock make a movie about that, because it do make a lot of sense about the perms and the girls getting them when they're young. I ain't a female. And I am a male, but I have had long hair before, and I have had my mom put relaxers and stuff in it. Not as I was growing up and nothing like that. I ain't feminine, but what y'all saying is it's all real, because I know my sister experienced the same stuff. And that stuff burn. How do y'all put up with that? Boy, y'all be taking some pain. First I got the periods, the babies, then I got perms.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it does, but see, that's the thing. People are willing to pay the price for beauty. You know what I'm saying? If they're saying that I can look a certain way and I'll be more beautiful, they're willing to take that risk, burnt scalps and everything else.
You saying that women think, some women think that having straight hair and all that makes them feel more secure about them, their image? Is that what you're trying to say?
Like, you know, like when you look on television, most of the people that you see on television have long, flowing hair. You know what I'm saying? They all look a certain way. They have certain features. So it's like a lot of women want to emulate people on TV because all you guys sit here and y'all jock the Beyoncés and the Alicia Keys and the Ashantis or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So if that's what all the guys are attracted to, females on the outside looking in, well, we want to be like them women. We want guys to come at us. So all the guys are attracted to girls with weaves down to their butt and relaxers. That's what females are going to end up emulating. So that's why they're willing to risk the pain of relaxers and sew-ins and everything else, because they're trying to attract guys. And then also they're trying to make it where, you know, they can be the baddest chick on the block, you know, who got the latest hairstyle, whose hair is whipped up. That's why we sit in the salon for 4 to 6 hours, you know, to make ourselves more attractive, but then to also show out other girls.
Well, okay, I'm about to bring it down to you. All right. Now, I'm going to say, I was looking at Keisha Cole and Beyonce and stuff like that and saying, okay, well, they are real beautiful. Don't mean a girl has to go and get weave, a girl has to go get her hair done in some tracks. No, I'm going to keep it 100, because there's some ladies out there that don't have a lot of hair, but it's just how you take care of yourself. It's just like the difference between having a big girlfriend and a skinny girlfriend. Everybody think that guys won't date a heavy set, like a good looking guy won't date a heavy set girl. No, that's not true. It's how you take care of yourself. Like, you can have short hair, but just have it in a nice way. Make it look nice. You know what I mean? Just like a dude. If you see a dude with a haircut, make sure, you know what I mean? You want to make sure his image look okay. That's all that is. It's not saying that you got to look like this. You got to look like Beyonce. Really, you got to be beautiful with them.
Everybody doesn't feel that way.
I'm telling you, to be honest with you, guys are more insecure than women is, but we won't admit it. That's why I don't understand why girls do a lot of things like that. Like, you ain't got to, like, girls are some beautiful creatures. So y'all don't have to, I don't really make it seem like y'all are spider or nothing like that, but y'all don't have to get your hair done like that and all that. Y'all can do put your natural hair, because me, for a person, I'm like a woman that got natural, like, that use her natural hair and knows she looks beautiful with it. I don't care if it's nappy. Make it look nice. You know what I mean? If it's nappy and it's long, keep it in the afro. What's up? Look like Erica. Look like you like to listen to Neo Soul or something. Hook it up. You know what I mean? Just have a little style with it. That's all. Just have a little style with it. If you got long hair, like, anybody can make anything look nice. You know what I mean? Anything can look nice. Anything can look nice.
Exactly. We got a call coming in from area code 856. Let me let them on really quick here.
New Jersey in the house.
How do you know every area code, Shawnetta?
Yeah,
856, who is this?
This is Chocolate Dream 3411.
Hey, Chuck, how you doing?
I'm all right.
They was hating on our show. They was muting our show up. So what you thinking about it so far? What do you think about this whole relaxers, weave situation, good hair, bad hair?
I mean, well, I'm relaxed and everything, but I honestly, I like natural hair better. And I do feel that, you know, we have been brainwashed, the whole thing, as far as, you know, the good hair and bad hair, and straighter hair is better, and kinky hair looks all ugly and everything. But honestly, I personally think that kinky hair is beautiful. And also, since the fact that I do have kinky hair, or tighter curl pattern, or tighter curl pattern, whatever you want to call it, a fro.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, but, I mean, I think it's beautiful. Because I'm honestly thinking about maybe transitioning, because you kind of inspired me to do that. So I'm honestly thinking about doing that.
Oh, thank you.
Because actually, I've been stretching now for it's about to be 4 months. So I don't know, I was going to put a relaxer in December, but I don't know. Now I'm thinking about just, you know, transitioning and maybe go natural myself and rock a fro as well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can definitely do it, you know, because I never thought I would. But, you know, like I tell everybody, make sure it's something you want to do and make sure it's something you want to do for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't do anything just because I see everybody else doing it or because of pressures of other people. You know, people all going to have something to say, but as long as you're doing it for what you feel like you want to do it for, then definitely go ahead and do that. You know, I mean, I don't, I don't think there's anything wrong. You know, as far as relaxing, it's each person's personal choice, you know, but I just feel like there's just a lot of dangerous chemicals in relaxers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that was my whole reason. But then other people have other reasons for why they go natural, you know, but I definitely, do you feel like there's a natural hair hierarchy in the natural hair community? As far as if you have a certain grade, it's more acceptable to be natural?
Yeah, I do. A lot of people, I think that people, you know, I actually have a cousin, she's natural, and, as far as her hair grade, it's, she has, I guess they would call a finer hair grade, because her hair, it's not as, the curl pattern is not as tight. Her hair is, Jada Pinkett, when she had her hair short, her hair is like that. And I think, a lot of people feel that looks better than if you have the kinkier hair, you know, or, a tighter curl pattern. I honestly, I mean, like I said, I like kinky. I like thicker hair, you know. I like kinkier hair. But, a lot of people, as far as society, they feel that is better, the finer looking hair, whatever you want to call it. So I think it's just a conspiracy. And as far as relaxers, now, I mean, I have nothing against, you know, people relax because I do it as well. But as far as relaxing your, young kids' hair, even I think Bob is young, too.
Yeah, I
think that's just a little too much.
See, but I think with me and Alex, we were saying when we was growing up in the 80s, that's really it was just normal. You know what I'm saying? There wasn't a whole bunch of FDA warnings and, you know, you can burn your scalp. You know, we were the test babies or the relaxers. So it's that's why I think a lot of our parents, because most of my friends had relaxers at 5, 6, and 7. When she shot me, when she said 13, because most of the people I know my age had relaxers that young, you know, and I just feel like it's because our parents just did not know any better. But now, you know, with the information getting out there, I think more parents are more aware. But in the Chris Rock movie, there was a mother in the movie who was relaxing her daughter's hair, and her daughter was only 3, you know. So it's just you have some parents to me that are just plain lazy, you know, they don't want to be bothered with that natural hair. And the one doctor on the movie even said that she gets calls. She's a dermatologist. She said she gets calls from parents all the time with 1- and 2-year-olds saying that they want to relax their 1- and 2-year-old hair. It's are you serious? This, you know, this child is just, you know, hasn't been on earth a year and you want to put a relaxer on there? That's something really serious.
Because because if they're 2 or 3, right, they still kind of have, baby hair, you know. Their hair is still soft. I don't know why. I think they're just being lazy.
But now, I remember when we was at that party, Alex, and that girl was upset at her daughter's hair grade?
Mm-hmm.
And remember, the little comment she kept saying, you know, when I hear parents, you know, say stuff about, their children's hair, especially when they have daughters, I feel like stuff like that is going to affect your daughter in the long run. And she just kept making a lot of really derogatory comments about her child's hair being nappy. You could tell if she could, she would put a relax on that girl's hair. And the girl's only, probably, 16, 17 months?
Yeah, she's a year and a half.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But if she could, if she would have put a relax in her head, because it was just like all the little comments she kept making. So you do, you have a lot of parents. It's not necessarily that the child has bad or nappy hair. You just have a lot of parents who don't want to be bothered. They want a quick fix. You know, so, I mean, so what do you guys think? What I'm starting to notice, too, like with the weave situation, and maybe, Elijah, you might have something to add into this, but, like, what do you guys feel about the weave situation? I know a lot of guys get mad, and they're saying, you know, females need to stop rocking their real hair and stop wearing weaves and stuff like that. But I'm starting to see younger girls, you know, girls younger and younger, like in elementary school with, like, the extensions. You know, they may not have, like, a lace front on, but if you add an extension to a child's hair, I feel like, you know, that can, you know, you're telling them that their hair is not good enough either, because instead of you braiding their natural hair, you're adding extensions to make the hair go down to the middle of their back. So do you think that kind of gives little girls a double, you know what I'm saying? Like, do you think that messes like a little child's psyche? Like, okay, I'm good enough, but not good enough.
No, see, I have mixed feelings with that because I actually go both ways. Sometimes I'll braid my own hair up and I'll have my own hair braided, or I may have add some extensions into my hair because I want a different look. And y'all know me, sometimes I can rock a weave ponytail to the middle of my back, or I'll have my own hair in a ponytail. It just depends on what look I'm going for, which, you know, I just like to be versatile sometimes. But I feel where you're coming from, where you think, you know, where some people may think, you know, they have to add some hair to actually feel like they're better than others. But I do it because I like to be versatile.
Yeah, and y'all know I wear weaves too. But what I'm saying is, when I see little girls with, like, you know how, like, you take them to the Africans to get their hair braided in cornrows, right? We've all seen, like, little girls who are, like, 5 and 6 with cornrows. You know, people don't look at that or consider that weave, but really it is. It's extensions. You're adding something to their hair. Their hair may only be to their shoulders, but you're adding, you know, extensions to make their hair to the middle of their back. Do you think that that's why a lot of young girls are turning to weaves, because they're getting these extensions braided in their hair at the ages of 3, 4, and 5?
Some of it may be because financially, when you do add the hair, your hair, it lasts longer than when you just braid your natural hair. Because when you braid your natural hair, you have to get that done like every 2 weeks. But when you,
and that goes back into laziness. I used to braid my daughter's hair every Sunday. It was hair day. Every Sunday was hair day. But that goes back to laziness. You want to put extensions in it so it'll last 2 and 3 and 4 weeks, or however long it'll last. That goes back to laziness. Sit down and do your child's hair once a week, twice a week if needed. You know, I mean, that's just me. That's just my personal opinion about it. Because like I said, I kept my daughter's hair in cornrows. You know, I would do the different styles with her own natural hair, put the little beads on the end. But every Sunday was hair day. You know,
right, but that's because, Alex, you can braid. Like me, I can't. That's why when I was natural, I had to go to the hair salon every week. And that became a financial burden.
Right. I can't braid, but you can find someone that can braid. You know what I'm saying?
Which,
like,
means
I know
you have to come out your pocket.
No, you don't. I have a girlfriend that don't know how to braid, but I know how to braid, and I'm her friend. I do her daughter's hair. And you're not going to find everybody that's not, you know what I'm saying? I don't charge her to braid her daughter's hair. I do it because that's my friend. There's always a way around everything. So I don't agree with that.
Okay. What were you going to say, Elijah?
Huh?
What were you going to say?
Oh, no. I was going to say, hold on.
He ordering food and stuff.
Hello?
I'm just playing. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say about when you was talking about the kids, the little young girls with the weave and stuff like that, the tracks and all that. I don't think that's good. I mean, because I think even if a girl in elementary, kindergarten or whatever, and she ain't got that a lot of hair, like real, real long hair, you got to get that stuff progress to grow. Because I know my little cousin, her hair, even though her hair grew slow and she went to elementary with short hair, you know, my auntie ain't never put no tracks in her hair. She kept it naturally braided, did it the right way, and now her hair is pretty long. You know, she's in high school now, where it's really supposed to matter, and her hair is long and stuff like that. You know, just keep it natural, especially with your kids, man. You can't put that stuff in their head.
I think that's part of the reason why, you know, now that I look back on it, why a lot of girls, by the time they get to junior high and high school, why they're so comfortable with wearing weaves and the ponytails and getting extensions and sew-ins. Like when I was in high school, I mean, we had weaves, ponytails, phony ponies and stuff like that. But now you see little girls in high school with full lace front wigs. You know, you see little girls in high school now with, like, extensions and sew-ins and things like that. And I just feel like it starts at a young age. At a young age, a lot of our young girls are being taught that their natural hair is not good enough. You know, and I understand the part that you're saying, Charnetta, as far as, like, you know, the price it does cost, you know, can add up if you can't braid. But, you know, it does, like, when you're adding weave extension or human hair to a 3- and 4-year-old's hair, and their hair is only to their neck, but once they add that extension, it's giving them that extra length, they're getting comfortable with that length. So in turn, they're not really going to want to deal with their real hair. They're going to always feel comfortable wearing weaves. Because I used to get the same braids done when I was in third grade, you know, so I've always liked the longer hair because I always had long braided extensions and things like that. I just think a lot of stuff like that feeds into your psyche as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I definitely see where both of y'all are coming from with that, you know, but I just think, you know, like as far as like the whole weave situation, I mean, everybody, you know, to each his own, you know, like I said, sometimes I don't feel like doing my hair. I have no problem putting some weave in, hey, you know. But I just think, I guess the issue with it is when people act like it's their hair or when you never see their hair or when, you know, they feel so self-conscious that they can't be seen without that weave. I think then it becomes a problem. Do you guys agree or disagree with that? Anybody? I said when people start to front, act like the lace front is grown from their head, or they're acting like the weave is theirs, you know, do you feel like that's the issue? You know, like when people front, like when you be like, oh, you know, where'd you get your hair done? This is all mine, this is all mine, but you can clearly see that it's not all their hair, but it's like they're so embarrassed to ever show their real hair, and they act like they start to act like the weave is part of them. Like, have y'all seen that? Like, I just think it's silly when people do that, especially when you can tell it's not their hair. It's a whole different texture.
Yeah, they're in denial.
It's like they know it's not there, like you said, and they feel uncomfortable with telling everybody that it's not their real hair. But in a way, you can look at it like this: they so comfortable getting all that crap all the time, they feel like it is theirs. They pay their money for it, I guess. So that's what a lot of girls say. I pay for it. It's mine. I mean.
Exactly. See, no, let us say that less too. I paid for it. No, they ain't paid for nothing. Now, your man paid for it. Your mama paid for it. You know what I'm saying? And regardless, it's not yours. I don't care if you did pay for it. It's still not your hair. It's not growing out your scalp. Just say what it is. It's a weave. And keep it moving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I just find that funny. Let me see here. Miss Lala in the chat room is saying she wears wigs all the time. She don't claim them as hers. She would actually tell people where she got them from. And that's how I am. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm proud enough with my hair texture. I don't want to sit here and claim no Indian woman's hair. Now this ain't my hair. But if you want to see my hair, come home with me. Pull out this wig real quick. You know what I'm saying? Then you can see my real hair texture. But, yeah, I never understood why women, I mean, and it's like you have women out here who really have illnesses, like alopecia, where they can't grow hair. And they'll still tell you it's the wig. It's not my hair. But you got girls out here who have hair. It may not be in the healthiest form, but they'll still claim some Indian woman can't act like it's theirs. Like, I never understood still girls who did that. But we got another call coming in. Let me take this call real quick here. Area code 704. 704, ID yourself. Hello, 704.
Hello.
Hello. Who is this?
Monica.
Hey, Monica, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So what you thinking about the show so far? What's your input?
Well, it's good. I'm listening to everybody's comments, and everybody got some good input, what they think. And since I just tuned in, you know, I'm not, you know, I don't want to give, you know, a comment too quick because I'm just trying to see, you know, what's going on.
So, like, we were talking earlier about, like, young girls, like, people relaxing young girls' hair. You know, I got my first relaxer at the age of 5. What do you feel about people putting relaxers in their kids' hair really young, because I think even though I had my relaxer at the age of 5, I just think that 5 is just way too young to be putting chemicals in a little child's hair.
Right. Well, you know, considering that I do have 2 girls, and both one's eight and one's 10, I've never put any type of chemicals in their hair. I just don't think that they should have chemicals in their hair, you know, give their hair a chance to grow out on its own. And, you know, you putting chemicals in it, you never get to see what the texture is on their hair. So I think that's just too harsh for little girls anyway, you know. A simple wash, you know, braid it or whatever you would do, but just, you know, keep the chemicals out of it. I don't agree with that, because their hair, you know, it really don't develop fully into their natural texture until they're, well, anyway, until they're about, I believe, like 8, 10, somewhere up in there. But even then, you still shouldn't put a perm in their hair or any type of chemicals. That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. So what do you feel about, like, little girls wearing phony ponies and weaves and braided extensions and things like that? Like, do you put, like, weave in your kids' hair?
Well, I don't put weave. Well, it just depends on what you're talking about as far as weave. Now, if you mean like some tracks or some glue or something, no. But I have let them go to like the Africans and let them get their hair braided. Not any micro, anything too grown, you know, just some simple box braids, and they may have to add some hair on to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally think that that's okay, as long as you keep the hairstyle, you know, still at a little girl minimum. I don't agree with any, you know, those ponytail pieces, drawstring pieces that, because that's something that I would wear. You know, if I don't want to do my hair, I'll just slap something like that on. So I don't agree with, you know, a little girl wearing something like that or the little curly pieces, because I just think it's too grown and it just, you know, they're not. It takes away from them actually being a little girl. So I just don't think that, you know, that is made, you know, for children at all.
I feel you on that. And Dre is in the chat room cracking. He's in here cracking jokes. He said he's always had a bad dream where he's doing things with a girl who has a weed, and then he goes to grab it, and it falls off the bed.
Oh, so I mean,
every time I heard weed, like, he goes to pull it, and that weed just goes flying.
Oh, Lord.
I bet you that's happened in real life, Dre. I bet you anything that's happened to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You had that experience, Elijah?
Yes, sir. I mean, it feels good,
tell
man.
Tell us about what happened.
It's like, I mean, the sex was good and everything, then getting the same position where she got to turn around. You know, some girls like you to little grab the hair a little bit, that kicky stuff. And then you're doing it well, and then you just grab it a little tighter, and then, like, you be ready to let go, but your hair is tangled in it. And then it just, like, completely comes off. And then she's, like, she's so zoned out, she's not even realizing that you just fucked that hair up. And, you know, girls don't like getting their hair messed up. You know what I mean? Girls, I'm like getting their hair messed up. So now you got all this weave in your hand, and I'm looking like, man, never again.
That gotta be embarrassing. And you know what? They were talking about that. They were talking about that in that movie Good Hair with Chris Rock, and they were saying that a lot of black women do not like for men to touch their hair. And so there was a guy in the barbershop, and he was basically saying that that's the reason why most black men do not want to date black women is because they can't touch their hair. So that's why they go on to other races. What do you think about that? Do you think that that's true or not? Anybody can answer.
Well, for one thing, I let my man touch my hair, okay?
Thank you.
See, I let him touch my natural hair.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
I
mean, that's what I'm talking
see,
about.
I don't wear, but see, I don't wear that, though. That's the thing, though. I don't really wear those, especially if I know if I'm going to do that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking
hair.
About.
I told
smart,
him,
smart.
I would tell him he can grab on my hair or whatever. I want him to pull on my hair.
Smart.
Real smart.
What do y'all think about that, Alex, Shanetta?
Well, I wear my natural hair. You know, I don't have weave or anything, but my husband better keep saying to himself, that's just me. Don't put your hands in my hair. Don't touch my hair. And that's just me. But it's not because I don't want my tracks to fall out.
So you just don't. But why is that, though? But why? Because that's what they were saying in the movie, that black women, because they spend so much money going to the salon or whatever, that they
don't
want anyone
money.
Touching their hair.
I don't spend money going to the salon. Half the time I do my hair in my bathroom, but I done slaved on this hair for 2 hours. You better keep your hands to yourself. I don't always go to the salon because I can do my own hair. But I just stood in that mirror and then, you know, my arms all tied and, you know, I got cramps and my shit. You better leave me alone.
That's tough.
So, Sharnetta, what you got to say?
I think Sharnetta had to leave.
Oh, okay. She must have to leave. So, Monica, do you let guys touch your hair or no?
I mean, I don't mind if he's going to touch my hair. I mean,
there we go. There we go. There we go. I like that.
He can touch it when it's time to get it done.
Right.
You can do whatever you want.
I'm going to stand up for the men. There we go. We like that. We like to hear that. Yes, we want to grab that hair.
But that fee at the end, like, I need to go get it redone. I mean, we okay. Like, you done tore it up. So now we need to go and fix it back up.
So,
I know, that's right. And a lot of people in the chat room, some people are saying that they don't want anyone touching their hair, and some people are saying, yeah, Miss Lala was saying her husband loves when she wears her hair, but he doesn't understand the part about the wigs are only for protective styling. So I think it depends. I mean, if I'm wearing a wig or something like that, I guess I could see where it'd be iffy because, you know, especially if the wig is not attached, I don't want you trying to run your fingers through it and then your ring gets tight and you pull it off my head. That's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
But if it's my real hair, then I don't mind.
That's why you take the wig off.
But, you know,
out.
Some people front, though, Alice, that's what I'm saying. You got females who front and act like it's their hair. And they be so scared for that man to not know that that's not their hair. They go, don't touch it, don't touch my hair, because they don't want anyone knowing that that's not their real hair. Like, you got some females, man, they got that lace front syndrome, where they really think that lace front is grown from their scalp.
I'll take my lace front off. I will take mine off. Okay. I might not do it in front of him. I'm not going to do it in front of him, maybe. But, you know, because he might look at me like, what's wrong with you? But, you know, because actually he likes it when I have, like, a little fro or whatever. So what I'll do, I'll take my wig off, put it to the side somewhere on the mannequin, the head, whatever, foam head thing. I take my little braids out. He likes when I have a little braid out look. And I can tell him he can pull or whatever he wants to do.
Hey, I like
grab
that.
It or whatever.
But see, you're in a committed relationship. We talk about these girls that may have Tom tonight, Dick tomorrow night, Harry next week. You know, Tom, Dick, and Harry. She don't want Tom, Dick, and Harry to see that. You know what I'm saying? It's okay.
But first, I'm gonna need her to stop screwing Tom, Dick, and Harry. I'm gonna need her to pick a choice. There's too much stuff out here.
Yeah.
Can I get an amen?
That. Amen. Boom shakalaka. That's a whole nother show.
We need to have a show by itself.
But you know, I'm telling the truth.
Yeah, you're right. Because if you got a bunch of dudes, you know what I'm saying, do you want every guy that you screwing knowing that, you know, one day you have an afro, the next day you got on some, you know, some silky Indian hair? So, yeah, people put up different fronts. We got another call coming in. Just a sec. I'm going to listen in real quick. 773.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hey, this is for Lost Souls. We can hear you.
Yeah. How y'all doing?
Good. How about
good.
You?
How are you?
I'm okay.
So what you thinking about the show so far? Why can't I say show?
It sounded like you was about to say the S-H-I-T earlier. But,
I don't know. It's like I can't say show. Maybe, I don't know, it's my tongue ring is like tripping tonight. I don't know.
Seriously?
It's tightening.
But, this is what I say. That's the problem. This is TV and whatnot. You know, the reason why Franken hair is the most popular hair style that I see on the majority of women and whatnot. You know, fronting like they got that natural flowing hair, and they know it's a lace front or a wig and whatnot. You know, and these wig and this Franken hair or Franken her comes from races that are, you know, other races and whatnot that hate our guts. You know.
What they're asking in the chat room? What in the world is Franken her?
The wig,
what
the
is
weaves.
That?
You know, the lace fronts.
So instead
know.
Of Frankenstein, you call it Franken her.
You know, people putting People putting, you know, Kool-Aid in their hair, soy sauce in their hair, All kinds
soy sauce. What they do that at? What you mean soy sauce?
I've heard that before. I've heard that before. You ever heard that before?
Really?
Yeah, soy
sauce. No, I've heard of Kool-Aid. I remember in sixth grade, these girls used to put Kool-Aid in their hair to, like, dye it, you know, like reddish or whatever. I've heard of Kool-Aid. I've never heard of soy sauce.
Yeah.
Never heard of soy sauce. Let me find
out. What does soy sauce do?
You got to wash it out.
Somebody told me that recently. I forgot who, though. Somebody on YouTube. I forgot who. I heard it somewhere on Blog Talk Radio or YouTube or somewhere like that. I don't even remember who.
Soy sauce?
Yeah, soy sauce. I guess they want to get the brown hair. I don't know, Latina hairstyle, color look or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Latinas are born with that brown hair, right? Their natural hair color that they're born with is brown, right?
Mhm.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, though, why not just get a box of L'Oreal? Why you got to use soy sauce?
Soy sauce is free. Buy you some Chongyang soup and you get some soy sauce.
L'Oreal burns your head or burns your scalp so bad that it looks like a rash that you got for falling on the floor by accident, don't it? Don't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
that is
funny. You know, bald headed. You know, some black women. I hate to say it, they're gonna be bald headed in a minute, very shortly, because they burn in their scalp and their brain cells out, and that's why they brainwashed, because their brain cells is fried.
And what is their brain cells being fried from? They're being fried from the relaxers, the dyes. Well, what do you think they're being fried from?
Fried from the relaxers, fried from the flat irons, fried from that hot comb, fried from the chemicals. That's burning their roots, you know, and giving them red rashes that look like bumps or measles or something.
Oh, my God.
Let me get this straight. Okay, I understand that. I understand the issues with the relaxers, the flat iron. But have you ever realized why a lot of these women feel the need to have relaxers or why a lot of these women feel the need to flat iron and have straight hair? Look at the images that a lot of us are being fed. You know what I'm saying? We're being fed that the European standard of beauty is beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Granted, there are some guys who like my natural hair, you know what I'm saying, with this fro, but then there's also guys like a dude told me today, P, you got a pretty face, but I like your hair. I like when you had long, straight hair. I think that fits you better. I like women with long hair. Well, if I'm a woman and I don't have long hair, what's the first thing I'm going to do if I want to get that guy to holler at me? I'm going to go get some trap sewed in because I know that's what he likes. So a lot of things that we do as women is to please the fellas. Let's keep it real. Can I get an amen? Woo-woo. Let's be real. You get what I'm saying? Like, there's still self-responsibility, but I just want you to realize where a lot of it is coming from. Like, you know, if women are burning their scalp and they're killing their brain cells and whatever else, they're doing it a lot of times to try and attract the fellas. You know what I'm saying?
That's women with low self-esteem, honey, because I'm here to tell you, I don't give a damn what you feel or how you feel. If you can't take me for me, then you can keep the walking, because trust me, the next one will love it. Trust and believe that. So that's for women who have low self-esteem, who look to others to make them feel good. I don't need nobody to make me feel good. I feel good because I feel good, and I wear what the hell I want to wear and how I want to wear it. So that goes for women who, you know, don't already feel good about their stuff, and they do feel like they have to be, you know, put on the fake nails and the fake eyelashes and the contacts in their face. And you black, sweetie, you ain't born with green and cat eyes and all that craziness. Love who you are. Love yourself. Love yourself.
I know that's
right.
I mean, you're right. You know what I'm saying? But just playing devil's advocate, you're right. And like you said, you have a good self-esteem. You have a good self-image about yourself. Which, you know, for the most part, I feel like I do too, but I know there's a lot of girls out here who don't have that self-esteem. And we're down to about the last 5 minutes, so what can we do as, like, you know, everybody in the chat room and everybody here listening, you know, and who's on the phone, what can we do to help these young girls, you know, because I think some of these older women, you know, some of them are just bitter and they've been through a lot, but how about these young girls coming up? What can we do to help and, you know, inspire them and get them a higher self-esteem and not trick and feel like they have to do so much just to get a man? Because I feel like, first and foremost, you got to love yourself. You know what I'm saying? Once you have self-love, the fellas will come. Because guys are attracted to confidence. Well, if you're walking around here with a defeatist attitude, thinking that don't nobody want you unless you have, you know what I'm saying, weave down to the middle of your back and a relaxer and blue contacts in, well, yeah, no, nobody is going to want you. You know, because at the end of the day, you have, once you take them contacts out, your eyes are still blue. Once you take out that blonde weave, your hair is still black and short and probably damaged because you weave it up so much. So what can we do to start encouraging these young girls to love themselves for who they are?
You got to throw your TV set out the window. That's what.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say, cut your TV off the third wall.
You got to take a sledgehammer to your TV and throw it out the window.
It's sad. Unless you have someone, you know, personally in your life, you know, to, you know, help you, you know, help the younger girls build their self-esteem and, you know, stuff like that. But people honestly don't take the time out. You know, everybody's so busy and caught up in their own stuff and their own personal life. You know, they don't really have time for these young girls out here lost. You know, it's very hard to find people that still got time for our youth.
Lost,
and it's sad. Yeah.
Now, somebody in the chat room was asking you for a lot of souls, Miss America. She said, what about women who have cancer and who lose their hair? Like I was talking earlier, women with alopecia, she's asking you, what are they supposed to do?
Well,
because, you know, a lot of women are embarrassed, you know, once they lose their hair, and that's why they're wearing the wig.
If they're a victim of cancer, then that's the only exception to the rule of weaving it to deceive it.
Okay.
But, you know, people who have cancer and stuff like that, they just get the basic hair piece. They don't go all out and have it sticking straight up and, you know, get it styled and, oh, do this and change it every weekend. You know, they don't put all that, you know, $4,000 on lace front. And they don't do all that. All they want is, you know, hair on their head. I know I personally have a girlfriend who just battled cancer, and thank God she's cancer-free now, but she doesn't have hair on her head. And she got to the point where she said, you know what, the hell with this wig. I am who I am. You love me for who I am, and if you can't, then you get the hell out my face, point blank, period. So now she's straight Mr. Clean Bald, but she loves herself. She don't wear wigs no more. So it's to each his own.
Yeah, but
it's to each his own. That's how I feel about it.
But see, the majority of women that's weaving it to deceive it or faking it till you make it, they doing that to compete with white women and all these other women that they claim is stealing the black man. You know, for my African sisters out there that's guilty of that. And it shouldn't be a competition thing at all. If it's not something you need, don't do it. Don't burn it. Don't color it. Don't paint it. Feel me?
Okay, I see where you're coming. You know, like they're talking in the chat room. Some people in the chat room wear color contacts. Some people, you know, wear clear. You know, at the end of the day, it is to each his own. Not everyone who wears contacts is self-hating and don't like themselves. Some people, you know, wear it just to change up their look, just the same way. You know what I'm saying? I might put on a lace front because, damn it, I want curly hair one day. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes people just want to change up their look. But I think the problem is when you can't be seen without those contacts, or when you can't be seen without that wig, because then you're lying to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you can walk out the house without your contacts and you feel good, then, hey, that's what's up. But if can't nobody see you, but if you wearing blue eyes, there's issues right there.
That's like that girl. I don't know if anybody just seen The Last Real Chance of Love when Real was
the
like,
girl
you
who
know,
had the contacts in?
Take out your contacts,
and she was quiet, and she was in tears. Yeah. And you would have thought, like he said, poke out your eyes and let me borrow them.
I used to wear contacts. You know, I used to wear contacts.
I've worn them
Hazel,
before too.
But that's because that's what the hell I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I could take them
out. Okay,
hold on.
Let me say this before. Let me say this real quick. We got 90 seconds left. We can keep talking, and Blog Talk Radio will keep recording us. So we can keep talking, and you guys will be able to listen to the remainder of the show on the archives. So I'll leave the chat room open, but you guys won't be able to hear anything, but we can keep talking. The Blog Talk Radio will record it. So finish your conversation, Alex. You don't have to hang up at 90 seconds. I found that out two episodes ago.
Oh, okay. No, I was saying, you know, I used to wear Hazel contacts, but, you know, my confidence is, you know, I have good self-esteem. I don't let nobody tear me down. I don't let nobody, you know, make me be somebody that I'm not. So, you know, once I took them contacts out because, you know, one ripped and I won't buy no more, I was okay with the eyes I had in my head, you know. So that's why I said to each his own. But you have some women who can't, you know, they can't, I guess, tell the difference between, you know, being who you are and just being who someone else wants you to be.
Exactly.
You didn't change your eye color. to get as many dates as you could, or to just get your freak on or swerve on or whatever?
Who?
The one that was just talking, that little to wear the contacts.
No, sir.
She let her wear contacts. She said she used to wear contacts.
Oh, okay.
I ain't one of them things. That, yeah, I was, you know, in my 20s then. You know, I'm 30 now. But, you know, when I was in my 20s, you know, that's just what I wanted to do. But, no, I never wore contacts to get anyone. I ain't never had a problem getting no man, honey. Trust and believe that. And call it what you want to call it. You know, I'm just very confident with who I am. Period, point blank. And I'm the type of female, I don't give a damn what you think about me, because at the end of the day, you don't pay my bills, you don't put food on my table,
damn.
You don't do nothing for me, so I don't give
a damn
what's strange.
That's tough. What are you calling here?
I know my wife ain't going to get down like that when I get ready to get married one day.
No.
Yeah, personally. Yeah.
You're lovely.
To each his own.
I'm here, baby. I'm here.
Yeah, what are you calling
here, Elijah?
I want to see what is Kobe seeing.
I can't hear you say what.
Where is he in?
What state is he in?
Yeah, what's the area code?
Am I in or who's in?
No, the lady that just says she was confident.
Oh, she's in 704.
Oh, I thought that was the 856. I was about to say, man. Sheesh, man, I'm just listening.
No, I'm coming in too.
Everybody got their own point of view. I like how she's coming out with that, though. That's the kind of, we need more women like that. Not with that attitude, the pressure on to the man, but be confident like that. That is so attractive.
Yeah, and see, that's what a lot of women don't understand. They
like
think
that.
It's cute to walk around here being ditzy, or, you know, today I'm going to be bisexual just because it's cute and I can be like this guy. Like, people are doing stuff for the wrong reasons to try and get attention. It's like, if that's really who you are, then that's who you are. You know what I'm saying? But I just think it's just sad because so many young people walking around here lost. It's like we're putting too much emphasis on looks, hair, skin tone, but yet and still people have no, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have just little girls out here walking around dumb. Y'all seen my latest video. I had these little girls. I had talked about the video where the little girls were dancing in the graveyard on top of people's graves, shaking their ass. You know, it's like these kids nowadays are just lost. I mean, you got little girls out here more worried about the size of their ass than what's in their brain. And I just think that's sad.
It's a shame.
It really is.
I guess they
like
call themselves.
I'm not that
age.
I guess they call themselves celebrating Halloween early in their own way or something. They call themselves representing Halloween like that. It's extremely disrespectful. You know, that video you told me about. Extremely
That video really made me mad when I seen that because, you know, I have a lot of, you know, friends that I grew up with who are deceased. And I just couldn't imagine some little chicken heads, you know, calling themselves dancing on their grave. Like, you know, like what was funny about that? I didn't find anything funny about it. And these were little girls, you know, little girls between the ages of 12 and 16. And it was a grown man reporting them, you know. So it's just, it's crazy out here. It's like, you know, if you don't love yourself, there's definitely somebody out here who's willing to take advantage of you, you know. And I think that, you know, we have to get back to self.
Because if you don't love yourself, how you expect someone else to love you, period, point blank.
Exactly.
You got to love yourself first and foremost, and then everything else will fall into place. But if you don't love yourself and appreciate yourself for who you are and what you have, I mean, hell, if I listen to everybody who said something about me, oh, you know, you're so thin and this and that, hell, let me tell you one thing. I probably had more men, more people attracted to me than you can count on one hand. I don't let people, you know, kill my self-esteem and you know, make me feel bad about myself, because I know who I am at the end of the day. That's all that matters. And you're right, you know, the fellow that said if more women were like that, then, you know, more women would have, you know, they could get through their day without feeling like, damn, I got to alter who I am to fit into society. You know, it's just, it's really sad. It really is.
You're right about that. I mean, you're definitely right about that. And I just think that, you know, again, it starts in the home. And I think, honestly, too, like, you know, with the guys, and I don't know if you guys have any kids, but, you know, what are you showing to your daughters or your little nieces? You know, if you're bringing them around, if everybody that you're attracted to has blue contacts in, weave to the middle of their back, you know what I'm saying, and they look a certain way, then, you know, that's the image that you're putting to these little girls if that's what's attractive. So, of course, mm-hmm. they're going to want to emulate those type of women. So I think a lot of times, like, the preference, I mean, we all have a lot of our preference, but the type of people you bring around children plays a big, you know, I'm saying that it can really impact the child. That plays a big role. What do y'all think about that?
It certainly does, and I mean, I could say that for a fact because I know my one of my girlfriends, she's married to a white guy, and, you know, they both have a daughter from a previous relationship. So my girlfriend's daughter is, you know, she's full African-American, and her now husband's daughter is full Caucasian. Well, she goes to her mom and goes, you know, mommy, why isn't my hair like, you know, such and such? And she's comparing herself to this little girl. And they're the same age. And she's like, you know, we went out to the, they had went somewhere. I think they had went to like the mall or something. And, you know, she was saying, you know, this is my sister. Because she looked at her as her sister, you know, although they're stepsisters. And, you know, everybody was like, oh, that ain't your sister. You got nappy hair. She's white. You're black. You're this, you're that. And it tore this little girl up because she didn't understand. You know, they're both 11. But she couldn't understand, and, you know, she just feels like her sister or, you know, her stepsister is better than her because she's white. But, you know, and I've told my girlfriend, you need to sit down and tell your daughter she's beautiful. Don't let nobody ever tell her that she's not. You are beautiful, period, point blank. You know, I have a girlfriend who's, you know, she's dark-skinned. I have to tell this girl every day, you are beautiful. No, I have this dark skin, and she bleaches her skin. Why?
No. Don't bleach her.
Yeah, she,
no.
She bleaches her skin.
There's a lot of people
skin.
Who do that. Mm-hmm.
No.
I'm bleaching my skin. My aunt used to do that to her daughters. She would bleach her daughter's skin. She has four girls. Three of them are dark-skinned. One of them is light, bright, and damn near white. Well, maybe because her father's that way, and, you know, their father is dark-skinned, but she used to bleach them girls' skin all the time.
Mm-hmm. Don't do
that's
that.
Crazy.
That's not, yeah, that,
which
that
I
is
think
crazy.
Is, mm-mm, it's
sickness. People do it.
You're right about that.
Well, a lot of it has to do with society, number one. So society plays a big role in that. And like you just said, that little girl. Well, me personally, you know, I don't put on any of that. I don't have that kind of money to go waste. I just feel like all of it is a waste of money. But
yeah, I know that's right.
I have a friend. The only reason why I can kind of be because I have a friend, like one of my very good closest friends. Matter of fact, she actually has alopecia. But she, you know, and she wears makeup and stuff like that. And it's all cool, you know, it's cool. And then I have some other friends that, you know, wear weave and stuff. And, yes, it is a thing with self-esteem. You have to be happy with who you are and love yourself for who you are and the way you are. But then when society beats you down and says, oh, you have to be this certain way, everybody should wear a size 8 or everybody should have a size C cup or everybody should have this. When society, that's all you see on TV. And then when you look at these ball players, you look at this and you look at that, and all they're doing is grabbing these women with these old skinny figures looking like Barbie dolls. Then that's why people want to go out and alter themselves. No, it's not right. Yes, you should be, like I said, happy with whom you are, with yourself. But there are some women out here who actually do have that issue as to where they're looking at what they see on TV and, oh, I want to be like her. You know, oh, this is what they're going after. Or, you know, or even as a kid, somebody as a kid, like you just said, with the, like the other caller just said, with the incident with the little girls, you know, that could have started as a kid. Now, yes, her mother may talk to her and tell her, yes, baby, you are so beautiful. Yes, you know, you're going to be this and anything. But still, just that little incident may affect that child for the rest of her life. So she become an adult, and then she thinks, oh, I got to be white, or I got to be high yellow, or I got to be, you know, something like that. So it's just, you know, it's not really so much of, you know, women just don't want, I don't feel like it's just so much that women just, you know, oh, they just want to alter themselves. It's just, you just never know what came behind it. Some women, you know, like, you know, may have started as a child, and so this is what they think they should be. And, you know, some women just, you know, they could have been in an abusive relationship. You just don't know. Because I would hope and think that nobody just gets up in the morning and say, okay, today I think I'm going to be, you know, white. Or I'm just going to start putting on all this weave and this makeup and these fake nails. And,
you're right.
I mean,
because that is very true, you know, especially like I always say, the media plays a big role in the way we perceive ourselves, in the way we look at each other, you know, from everything from, you know, even the way they perceive black males. You know, we see black males on television, they're being perceived as violent, ghetto, thuggish. So now if you're not violent, ghetto, or thuggish and you're about your book, now you're being perceived as a nerd and people feel like they have the right to pick on you. You know what I'm saying? Yep. And when we're being seen in the media, especially if you're dark-skinned, you ghetto, you loud, you like to fight, you know what I'm saying? Yep. And 9 times out of 10, if they have a dark-skinned girl on TV, it's like she's always the most ghettoist, unattractive, sloppy, you know what I'm saying? But if it's a light-skinned girl, she's like a supermodel dime, perfect body. So then when they see a pretty dark-skinned girl who's handling her business, oh, well, you're cute to be dark. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And it's frustrating. It's very frustrating.
Right, exactly. And like my daughter, she's dark. My oldest daughter, she's dark. She's dark like her father. And a lot of kids picked on her, and I had to tell my baby, look, you are still beautiful. Mommy loves you either way. But she still has to go to school, and, you know, she's getting a little better with it, but I had to let her know. But it start as a child, you know, that kids pick on my baby because she's dark. But I still have to give her that encouragement that she needs to let her know, look, hey, you're still beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not to say that what they're saying is not affecting her in some kind of way. Even though I am giving her that positive feedback and that positive talk, you know, that's not, you know, like I say, in some kind of way, I'm quite sure it still bothers her what other kids say. And I'm a, you know, teacher, you know, don't let it bother your self-esteem. But some kids don't learn that as a kid, and then they grow up to be women or men or so have you, you know, with these issues. And then they have to dress what.
That's right.
And then that's what they have to feel like, oh, well, I have to do this, or I have to be this, or I have to say this, or I have to wear this, you know, to fit in with society. Damn society. So,
you right. What were you going to say, Elijah?
Oh, I was just going to say on the side you were talking about the black males and how they feel they got to be thuggish and all that. Well, I like to say that me personally, I grew up in the projects, and you would never tell that if you have, like, a one-on-one conversation with me, because me growing up in shelters and me growing up in the projects, I will never, ever let anybody put me down, because I already know how it feels to be like that. So in order for you to be like, okay, I am somebody, and I do look pretty, you just got to, oh, I do look good, I am handsome, you know what I mean? You just got to be yourself, you know? And being yourself, people really don't understand, but being yourself is what really have a lot of people wanting to be around you, especially, like you can be in high school, and the most popular people will look at you like, man, like, that's an outsider. I would want to be around her, or I would want to be around him because he's so much of himself. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people that's so high but so insecure, and they always want to be around somebody that's secure about themselves because they can feed off or teach off somebody like that. You know what I mean? So that's why I always grew up the way I was, because I used to get picked on before. I mean, I'm brown skin. I'm not really a dark skin child, but at the same time, it's good for your mother to talk to you. It's always good for your mother to talk to you, but it's real good if your father can speak to you, especially a girl, because a girl needs a father. Just a mother, she needs a mother. But at that middle school, high school stage, she really going to need her father then. And I'm not a dad, nothing like that. I'm young. I'm only 21, and I don't have no kids, nothing like that. I think I'm doing pretty good, but I just wanted to add that in, because a lot of people do stereotype males and think they're supposed to be thuggish because they're black and all that. Nah, that's not true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what I say. You know what I'm saying? The media, to me, is very demonic. You know what I'm saying? They'll have you seeing stuff that's not there. They'll have you wanting stuff that ain't true. So it's like, you have to be careful what you expose your children to, and you always have to be that person, that voice of reason. When the world tells them to go left, you got to be there to make sure that they go right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't ever slack up on your parenting. That's how I feel. And that's why I say, that's why I want to do this show, because I feel like a lot of this stuff with the hair issue, the complexion issue, it all goes back to childhood for a lot of people. And a lot of it was because their parents didn't reinforce that they were beautiful or that their hair grade or their hair texture was good enough. You know what I'm saying? Instead of reinforcing the positive, you're telling your child, oh, you nappy-headed this, and I hate doing your hair. Not because the hair is unmanageable, just because you're a lazy parent. You just don't want to be bothered. And that's the problem. You have too many people not want to be bothered, and then the words that they say end up cutting their child like a knife. Because you never forget the words that your parents say to you.
Yep.
That's the bad words, the words that cut, the words that hurt. You know what I'm saying? Those words stick more with you than the encouraging words that your parents said to you. Because you always going to remember, my mama told me that I had really nappy hair, or my mama told me that I wasn't going to be shit, and I'm just like my daddy. Those are the stuff that we remember.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I remember
you're right about that, T. You're definitely right about that, because I grew up, you know, under that type of environment. You ain't going to never amount to nothing. You're going to be a little slut. You're going to have five kids by the time you 18. You know, I heard all of this stuff, and that just really made me want to work harder to being who I am today. That just really motivated me. It encouraged me. You know, I not to sound really harsh, but, you know, my grandma used to tell us, you know, your mother wasted a good fuck on you. How you going to tell a child that?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
you know, that's what I grew up hearing. You know, you ain't going to be nothing like your father. You ain't going to be nothing like your mother. You know, you ain't going to never be nothing. And it's like, you know, you just have to, you know, take a different path. And, you know, I used to tell myself, you know, that's not me. That's not true. I'm going to prove you wrong. That just made me want to work harder. You know, it's crazy.
That's what it do, because I understand exactly where you're coming from when your parents saying you ain't shit and all that. And see, my mom, I would say for her being like that to me, I think a part of that of her acting like that is with her doing drugs. So with her doing that, I always had, even through all the things we went through, I always had a motivation, like, man, we're going to get out of this. No matter if I get grown and got to get us out of here, or if I'm young and I got to speak to somebody to help us out, you know, you got to have a motivation, like, you know, I could do better. You know what I mean? That got to inspire you. Instead of being mean, you know what I mean, getting mad inside, don't want to do negative things, like go out and sell drugs as a man or get girls pregnant at a young age. Instead of doing that, make something positive out of it. Like, you gotta like, as a man, as a young man, as me, I play football. I lift weights. I get my anger off. You know, I do something positive so I can achieve something. You know what I mean? Take all that negative and make it positive, because I achieved a lot. For a 21-year-old, I think I did pretty good not going to jail or none of that. And I'm a black man from the hood. Like, I can say this. I mean, I did do things, but at the end of the day, I'm still here. I'm still standing, working and everything. I feel good about myself. You know, can't nobody tell me nothing. I've seen it all, I had it all, and got shot at, and got guns to my head, and got stabbed. I'm here, though. I'm still here. Perfectly in good shape. You know what I mean? Perfectly in good shape. I ain't missing no limbs off my body or nothing like that. And I got to thank God for that, because he gave me the heart. You know what I mean? They say God knows you before you come out your mom's womb, you know? And he gave me the heart to have it like this, you know what I mean? I'm happy, you know, because you got some people, and I got a lot of friends that are dead. You know what I mean? And it's normal to hear that, you know, and it's sad, but it's also normal to hear that a lot of black families go out, you know what I mean, their father. And that's true, but it's sad to hear that. But at the same time, that can't let you get mad, because I know when I seen my dad, like, I just recently met him like 2-3 years ago. I didn't want to punch him or nothing like that. I was just glad he was wanting to see me. You know what I mean? I was glad he was just ready to love me like he was supposed to years ago. I was just happy for that. You got to be thankful. You got to be humble. You know what I mean? Be humble. Be as humble as you can, no matter what you're going through, because at the end of the day, when you get out of that struggle, when you get out of that with whatever you're going through, it's going to be positive. You got to take it in a positive way, positive action.
Exactly.
You let it go into positive things, man. You can see a lot of stuff in the future, man. You can look back like, damn, I came from all that, and look where I'm at now, man. Hey, I deserve an award or something. That's what it makes you feel like.
Yep, and I think we definitely, I mean, once we leave the show, because I want to end this, I don't want it to be like a two-hour show on this topic, but, you know, I mean, I definitely think it does go back to positive reinforcement. Like you said, Monica, you know, you've seen the issues with people picking on your daughter about her skin tone, and instead of you ignoring it or just saying, oh, well, yeah, you are black as hell, what you want me to do? Because there's parents who do that, too. Don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, instead of you doing that, you took the initiative to talk to her and let her know, you know, you're still beautiful, and regardless of what the world tells you, you know, this is how I feel about you. I'm your mother. You know, so regardless of what she gets from, you know, her classmates, she's always going to remember that at the end of the day, my mother told me I was beautiful. You know, and I think that's what we need to start doing with our sons and daughters, you know. I get so tired of the hair. You know, I just feel like hair is petty. I don't care what you choose to do to your hair. If you want to put a relaxer in your hair every 2 weeks, that's your business. It ain't my head. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like we just find the simplest things as black people to divide ourselves. You know, you got natural hair girls against girls who relax. Why? We still black. You got girls who wear weave against girls. I mean, girls who relax their hair have the audacity to look down at girls who wear weave. You putting a chemical in your hair. What makes you any better than a woman who's wearing a weave? You still altering your natural hair. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like there's too much stuff out here that we really need to focus on, and for us to just be having this debate that's been going on since slavery about good hair, bad hair, I just think it's silly. And I think it needs to rest, and I think that we need to teach our kids, regardless, if you look at the pictures I have up on my blog talk page about this show, you know, regardless if your hair is wavy and silky as chili from TLC, or as, you know, thick and coarse as, you know, somebody, you know, as one of the other ladies, I don't know who they are, they're just regular models, you know, regardless of where your hair falls on the spectrum, you're no better or no worse than anybody else. And I think that's what we need to leave our children with, because it's like our generation is so jacked up from this. We got to do better with the next generation. So maybe they won't have this when they get, you know, when they get to be our age. You know, they won't care when they see somebody with hair like Jada Pinkett and shit. Like, okay, so. You know what I'm saying? When they see somebody with nappy, nappy, kinky hair, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's what I want for the future, you know, just for people to just, it's just hair. How you choose to style it and wear it, that's your business. Leave it at that. So, I mean, on that, I want to get ready to end the show because it's almost 10:30. But is everyone going to be back for tomorrow's show? Are you guys going to be able to do the felony show with me?
Oh, yeah, you know I'll be here.
What's
yeah, I know you're going to be there.
I'll probably be in the chat room.
Okay, cool. Oh, I forgot you were still on here, chat.
Yeah, I was listening to y'all.
Oh, you just listening? Okay.
Yeah,
it's going to be about basically what we're trying to do tomorrow. I'm trying to get a few people with criminal records, felonies. I've been, you know, trying to drum up people. I don't know. If one shows up, that'd be good. But, you know, I'm just basically trying to prove to a lot of these younger kids out here, especially these younger males, that the decisions that you make today in life can and will come back to haunt you 4, 5, 10 years from now. You know, you're thinking,
yeah.
Oh, I'm just, you know, I'm just slinging some drugs right now. It ain't no big deal. I'm a juvenile. I'm 18. Okay, fine. I got my first felony. Oh, well. But the way this economy is going, the way this world is going, you have people at McDonald's with bachelor's degrees. You know what I'm saying? So now you're not even fighting with the local Mexican or the local, you know, high school
doctor.
Now just exactly. Now you're fighting with people with bachelor's degrees who are trying to get jobs at McDonald's just to feed their family. So if you got a felony and no education, you out of luck right there. So you can't do nothing but go back to the streets and keep hustling. And then that's where it becomes a cycle. You know what I'm saying? That's when young boys get caught in that system because they need money, but because they have these felonies, they can't get a regular job, so they got to go back out to hustling. So I want to do the show tomorrow basically to, you know, we can talk to the younger kids and just kind of wake them up and let them know, like, you know, the path you're going down, you got to change it because it's only going to get worse before it gets better. And if I have to choose between John Smith, you know, who's a college, you know, a college person or whatever with a college degree, and Kiwan Johnson, you know what I'm saying, with two felony gun charges, I'm going to go with John Smith. You know what I'm saying? So we got to start waking up these young people and let them know that, like, all this dirt people out here doing, you know, people videotaping nonsense to put it on YouTube and, you know, put it on World Star Hip Hop, and now they're getting charges behind that. So that's what tomorrow's show is going to be about. So I hope you guys join. Hope you guys call in, you know, and, you know, I think it's going to be a good show. It's definitely going to be a good show. And it's going to be at 10:30 p.m. tomorrow, Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, no, my bedtime's 8 o'clock now. I'll be listening while I'm getting ready for work tomorrow.
Oh, because you work third shift, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yep, it's going to be at 10:30 tomorrow. Because that's usually when I do my shows, is, you know, Thursdays at 10:30. I just happen to do this, you know, earlier and on a Wednesday because a few people asked for this date. So, but Thursdays are my regular night.
Okay.
So on that note, this show is about to be too long. So I'm going to go ahead and get ready to shut down. You can holler at me on Twitter. I'm going to jump on Twitter, so... thank you guys for calling in, and thank you for, you know, talking with me here. And I think it was a really good show tonight, so I really appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime, lovely.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later. Y'all have a good night, okay?
All right, you too.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Peace.